Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, students entering fifth year in September of 2026 could be sitting a very different Leaving Cert to the one we have now, because policymakers are considering changes to Leaving Cert English that would mean students would sit a single written exam rather than the two that we currently have. They'd also complete a project which would be worth 40%, but that would happen at the end of fifth year. So will the results change in less stress for students, as is hoped? Well, I'm joined by Conor Murphy, who's an English teacher in Skibbereen Community School. Hello, Conor.
Hello, Claire. How's it going?
Very good, and thanks for joining us this morning. So the changes are being discussed by the state body, whose job it is to look at redeveloping the senior cycle. Will you tell us what you know about what's being planned or what's being talked about?
So I was at a meeting at the weekend where we got feedback. A dual union meeting, we got feedback from the various development groups, and we were told that at the end of fifth year, for English in particular, it's going to be 40% project. So it'll be something they can work on in school and then bring home. And part of the project will be written creative writing and what's called the comparative part of the course. And that will all be done at the end of fifth year. And personally speaking, and many teachers are like me, I'd have a number of issues with this.
Okay, well, we'll come to the issues in a minute. And then the other change is then amalgamating the papers into one.
Yeah, so what's left over then, if you take out those two elements, are Shakespeare, poetry, comprehension and functional writing. And they'll all be squeezed into a 1 2.5 hour paper at the end of sixth year. And that's what's being proposed at the moment, anyway. Mm.
Okay, well, let's take a look at those proposals. You said you have a couple of issues with the project that which would make up 40% of your marks, and that would happen at the end of fifth year. So what worries you?
Well, there are three elements that are of major concern. One is the inequity of any kind of a project like this, where some people can bring it home, and some homes have more resources than others. So my son has my son's very lucky. He has an English teacher as a resource at home. Plus, he has great Wi-Fi, a number of laptops, and resources to all sorts of other people. He has an older sister who's doing a creative writing course in college as well, if he wants it. And other students do not have these kind of resources at all. And some schools don't have the same resources that my particular school has. So if we remember back in COVID, some students don't even have laptops. Or if they do have a laptop, they're sharing it amongst all the rest of the family. They don't have any room to go to. And as we know, because of the homeless situation, many students are working from hotels. And then you have schools without fully functional computer rooms. So there are lots of the inequities is the first one. It's clearly inequitous. And then you have the AI, which is looming over everybody. And I don't know in this day and age if you can do any kind of writing as a continuous assessment or as a project with the AI involved, because it's, especially with the pressure of the CAO, that's just too much room for them for gamesmanship and what could be really is cheating and getting AI to do it. And there's no way for any of us to figure out whether AI has completed the task or not. If a student tells you they've done it and the AI hasn't done it, how can I prove otherwise? Mm-hmm. I don't think it's possible. And then there's one final one, and this is an educational-based one. English is a developmental subject. The more you do, the better you get at it. It's kind of like radio presenting, I would presume. I presume you get better and better as the years go by.
Well, that's the presumption. And whether it's right or not, I don't know.
But so if you're taking creative writing and you're taking a year off the study of creative writing, the very year that they need, when they're getting mature and they're getting good at all these elements, you're taking a year off. That's kind of anti-educational. And even bigger than that, creative writing isn't just short story writing. It's personal writing and it's an opinion pieces.
Yeah.
That's the basis for education.
You're doing this project at the end of fifth year. So, you know, yeah. I mean, it's natural. You go, done that. Wipe my slate clean and focus on the exam for sixth year.
Exactly. Oh, you're done. That's it. It's over. And I thought, as a teacher, as an educationalist, not just an English teacher, like that's the main element. Isn't that what society wants them to know and to be able to do, to be able to...
Yeah, I suppose that when you look at what it's trying to address, it's the pressure on the students, isn't it? That's the aim. It's to try and cut back on that, you know, that June horror of the Leaving Cert and make it a little less cumbersome on the 17, 18-year-old who's taking the exam.
But There's a couple of points in that. One is, should we have a, should we dumb down, which is what this will do. This will dumb down. When it's outlined like that, it's quite clear that they won't get the same education that I got, or my students are present are getting, or that you got as well. But then the question is, if you have English, Irish and maths, which I believe has been proposed in fifth year, is that not just putting the pressure point into fifth year as well? Fifth year is a lovely year where they can get to experiment and they get to fail. So now they have no time to fail anymore in fifth year in English, Irish and maths if they're preparing for a project for the CAO points. Mm-hmm. And the CEO looms over all of this.
Yeah, and it's huge. I mean, 40% of your English mark, it is going to take a lot of your focus in fifth year, isn't it? There's no two ways about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. So at the moment, my fifth years now are learning how to write longer essays, and they're in a lovely safe space. They can fail and they can get it wrong. Mm-hmm. But if they had to do a project at the end of fifth year, that safe space is practically, it's gone now. Now they have to get it right and get it right and get it right.
Yeah. Do you think, though, there is call, though, to change how we do the Leaving Cert?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. The redevelopment is a great idea, and it should be redeveloped, and it should be redeveloped regularly. There should be something, you know, every certain amount of years we have a look and we go back to these things. It's only right to do that. But I don't think you should dictate to the different subjects what the assessment is going to be before they go in. You should go in with completely free rein and decide what the curriculum is going to be. This is what the curriculum is going to be, and then come up with how it should be assessed, mm-hmm. rather than going, this is how it's assessed first. And I believe that they were dictated to as well, that the development group did not decide 40% and 50% are creative writing and comparative, and the rest. And they were told, as far as it was reported back to me, that this is what they have to do. And I know a lot of people on that group, and they're very intelligent, creative, knowledgeable teachers. And I would have loved to have seen what they could have come up with if they were given a free rein rather than being dictated to.
Yeah, you see, the problem maybe doesn't start with the exam. It starts with what the exam is for. And for many people sitting that exam, it's about maximising your points because you want to get as many points as you can in the CAO system to get the best place that you can in college. That's really maybe where the starting point should be.
That should have been sorted before any redevelopment, because it's a competition. In sixth year, you're in competition with everybody else in the room to get points. And education should not be about a competition. The CAO is one of the greatest burdens on second level education that you can imagine. Because everything from the first year up, students and parents are looking at exams, because they want exams. They want to keep an eye on the number that they get as an indication of what number they'll get in the CAO. Most students don't sit a Leaving Cert. They sit a CAO exam, mm-hmm. or a CAO competition. And for me, that is the ultimate burden on me as a teacher as well.
See, it's really interesting for me to hear you say that, because I feel, sitting in this chair from, you know, covering this over the years, I felt like the message was getting through to people that there are more ways into careers and courses now than we've ever had before. But what you're telling me is your lived experience is not, the points race is still front and foremost with parents and students.
Oh, it is. Oh, it is. There are loads of other ways, and it's great. And I'll give an example of the freeing nature of not going down the CAO, or if they could do something with the CAO. I had a wonderful group last year who did really, really well. They were absolutely fantastic 60s, and they did really well. A really good Leaving Cert, all of them did. But one of them in particular, knew way beforehand that they didn't need CAO points. They were going off doing an apprenticeship, I think it was. But that didn't stop them from studying and didn't stop them from working at what they were doing. But they were far more relaxed. They could actually enjoy their educational experience and they could still achieve. Whereas there were other students in there that I had to kind of speak to as the year went on, trying to make sure, you know, to relax them and de-stress them as best as I possibly could. It was just the contrast between that, the one student and the other student, so to speak, was stark. And like I said, it was depressing to realise what education could be, mm-hmm. and the reality for far too many students.
I just have a message in here from somebody who says, even third level assessment has moved to mostly continuous to make it fairer for all types of learners, because not everyone can perform in exam conditions. I don't think you would argue with that. It's just this proposal you think isn't going to work.
It should be dependent on each particular subject as well. I mean, that's the other thing. It might not work for English. 40% of 50 definitely doesn't. A 20% in 6 years somewhere might work. And it definitely work in other ones. For instance, the new drama film and theatre has a 50% project where they have to perform a piece of drama or make a film. And it makes sense for them to do that because that's what that course is all about. So it should be each course should be able to decide what kind of project or external thing that they want to do. Third level is continuous, but a lot of third level lecturers will tell you that it's quite difficult to differentiate between AI and written by the students, and they have to come up with ways to kind of check that. So, for instance, in third level, if they did do a project or an essay, a lot of times they come in and they have to interview the student, especially if it's especially if it was this kind of level of a leaving cert, that they'd have an external person talking to the student about what the work that
they
did.
To make sure that they did it and it wasn't just the AI bot that put it together.
And also, that's a nice way. Imagine if they could write a series of short stories, for instance, that they put together, and then in Easter at 60 or something like that, somebody came in and just chatted to them about those. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if that's possible anymore with AI. The AI is over everything, so I'm not too sure that's possible anymore. But that would have been really nice.
Conor, great to talk to you. Thank you very much for coming on today. Thank you. Conor Murphy there, who's an English teacher at Skibbereen Community School. Coming up next, day 5 on the general election campaign trail. We're going to get the very latest after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.